Church, would you join me as we look to God and pray?
Father, we pray and ask for your Holy Spirit to teach us your word, that your name may be glorified. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a great joy that we can actually express through our praises this morning, through songs to exalt God. But I realize that for some of us, I think we need some more rehearsal. All right, so to warm up our vocal cords and to really praise and exalt him again, I'm sure we will do much better in future weeks when we come back. But just help me, my dear friends, to just thank the worship team. We've just completed our Lent sermon series last week, and starting this week, we will continue with our sermon series on A Deeper Life in Christ, with the focus and emphasis on knowing Jesus and doing his will. In fact, on your way in, you should have received a card, and that will also tell you about the sermon series, upcoming sermon series, rather. And there are three parts to this sermon series that will lead us from now to the end of the year. From April to August, we'll be looking at the Gospel of John. And from August to November, we'll be looking at the book of Colossians. And from November to December, we'll be looking at the Gospel of Luke, in anticipation and preparation for the return of Christ. Something new that we have introduced this time around is to provide you with 2 to 3 reflection questions each week for you to take back to your cell groups, to your homes, to have a common talking point. And during this common talking point, maybe during meal time, during cell group meeting, or when you meet up with your friends, for you to take whatever that you have heard from the pulpit further, right? So this will help us to have a better understanding of God's word. And we hope through this, it will really help to enrich us in our understanding of God's teaching through his word. Some of you may be asking, why the emphasis on knowing Jesus and doing his will? So firstly, you can't have a relationship with someone unless you have taken time to know the person. I can't tell Reverend Chris, you know, right now, this very moment, I want to be your BFF. Some of you don't know what that is. It means best friends forever. I can't get to know him. I can't have a deep relationship with him unless I have spent time to get to know him. Agree? And for those of us who are married, you know, in any relationship, unless you have spent time in courtship, in knowing the person, you will not know the person further. And this is even more so in our relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Unless we spend time to get to know who Jesus is, we can't have this intimate relationship with him. So knowing Christ is only half the battle won. In working towards a deeper life in Christ, unless and until we learn to do his will, you'll find that everything that we learn here through the pulpit, through our self-discussion, will only be head knowledge. Our Lord Jesus Christ has commanded us in Matthew 28:20 as part of the Great Commission for us to observe all that he has commanded us. What that means is we are to do, we are to carry out, we are to put into practice everything that we learn from the scripture. And so this series, this sermon series, is to help us to know Jesus and also to do his will. Now that you understand why we are embarking on this sermon series, I pray and hope that this season will be a time for personal revival. As we embark on knowing Jesus and as we embark on doing his will, we will experience Christ to the fullest and in building a deeper, intimate relationship with him. Now allow me to just plunge into our topic for today. As we read John's Gospel, especially the opening chapter in chapter 1, you can't help but realize that the author John has got one purpose. He was trying to address the question, who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? John tells us in verses 1 and 2 that Jesus is the Word of Life. John chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, he says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. Referring to Jesus as the Word, John tells us that Jesus spoke and life came into being at the time of creation. And Jesus was there at creation in the capacity as the Son of God, and he was there with God the Father and God the Holy Spirit. So turn with me to Genesis chapter 1. Our sister read for us from verses 1 to 3. I just want to take us, look through that, and also look at some other verses in Genesis chapter 1. So in the beginning, God created heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep. The Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, so God spoke, this Trinitarian God spoke, and there was light. And verse 4, God saw that light was good, and God separated light from darkness. God called the light day, and darkness he called night. And then he goes on, as you read Genesis chapter 1, perhaps something you want to do when you get back home today, you will see God spoke and everything came into being. Verse 24, and God again spoke. He spoke, this Trinitarian God spoke, and he said, let the earth bring forth living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creeping things, beasts of the earth according to their kinds. And it was so. And God made the beasts of the earth according to their kinds, and the livestock according to their kinds, and everything that creeps on the ground according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Verse 26, God said, and again God spoke, let us make man in our own image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the birds of the heavens and over the livestock and over all the earth and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Together, the Trinitarian God created everything in heaven and on earth, including living things, mankind, you and I. Verse 3, John says, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Everything that we see that's living today is creation of God Almighty. And perhaps for most of us, because we live in the city, we don't really appreciate so much of God's creation. I have the joy of traveling and moving around in the mountains of Nepal, and one of the things that I often appreciate sitting down, looking up into the skies at night, is to appreciate God's mighty creation. So beautiful, so mighty that we cannot take for granted that this person who has put everything together is a divine God. As we read the account of creation, for many of us, we may still ask the question, can you prove that Jesus is truly divine? You know, friends, as we read from Scripture, sometimes we may have still doubt about this divine nature of our Creator. In fact, in a survey that was conducted not too long ago on a group of Singaporean young people, 40% were not too sure if God is truly divine. And so the author John anticipated that, and so he documented the miracles of Jesus to inform us of the divine identity of our Lord Jesus Christ. He tells us in John 20, now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, that by believing you may have life in his name. John 20, verses 30 to 31. And John, in chapter 2, he tells us Jesus turns water into wine. John chapter 4, Jesus healed a young man who was dying. John chapter 5, Jesus met a man who was invalid for 38 years. And Jesus made him walk again. John chapter 6, Jesus fed more than 5,000 with a lunch pack of 5 loaves and 2 fish from a young boy. And all 5,000 were full, satisfied, and they collected 12 baskets full of leftover. John chapter 6 again, Jesus walked on water and calmed the raging storm. In John chapter 9, Jesus gave sight to men born blind. John chapter 11, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Three words, and that was all it took. Lazarus, come out, and the dead man walk. Jesus did all that. Dead man walking, water turned into wine, and blind men see. These miracles serve to prove only one thing, that all this are the divine work of our Creator God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And all that was recorded, the miracles in the book of John, cannot be achieved by the works of men. Jesus' divine identity is important for us. And you have heard me say this on the morning of Good Friday, unless Jesus Christ is truly divine and truly Son of God, his sacrifice on the cross would have been totally meaningless and useless for us and for all those who believe in him. Jesus must be a son, must be a man to die, and Jesus must also be God and divine for the death on Good Friday to be an adequate ransom for our sins, my dear friends, and for the sins of all mankind. There's certainly no doubt about the divine identity of our Lord Jesus Christ, my dear friends. And that leads me to my second point. Jesus, the word of life, is also the light that gives us eternal life. Verse 5, John tells us that Jesus, the light that shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. And verse 9, John tells us that Jesus is the true light which gives light to everyone, to all mankind, to the world. We live in a spiritually darkened world. A world that's so badly corrupted because of the wickedness of men. A world that's chosen to reject the light. We have chosen to reject the Son of Christ. Relationships are breaking down. Marriages are breaking down. Families are breaking down. Political systems are breaking down. Trusts are broken. Businesses are failing and people are dying. That's not bad enough. We are fighting a global pandemic. And I'm sure many of us here are asking the question, when will this come to an end? Every day when we flip through the news, I wonder if you have asked the question, why is our world in such a mess? Why is our world in such a mess? John gave us the answer in verse 10. He, Jesus, was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. Verse 11, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him. The world is in such a mess because we have chosen, my dear friends, to reject the light, the Son of God, the Creator who has brought light into our world. We have instead chosen to live in darkness. We have chosen to live in darkness because Scripture tells us that for many of us, it's a comfortable place that we have chosen to be in. And you ask, when did we do that? When we continue to live in sin and pretend to be sinless. When we entertain hidden sins in our lives, we have chosen to reject the light. We have chosen to reject this divine God who came to die on the cross for our sins. Despite the rejection, our Lord Jesus, the light of life, came to live among us, to show us the way to eternal life. Verse 14, the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John was talking about Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection for the salvation
of mankind. Verse 16, from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. We have received this grace. And verse 12, John tells us, to all who did receive him, who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. God has given us the salvation because he was compelled by his love for you and I. That God the Father gave us his one and only begotten Son in exchange for our sins and to make us sons and daughters of the Most High God. Jesus was nailed on the cross for our wickedness, for our sins. He died and resurrected to conquer the power of death so that you and I can have an everlasting relationship with God our Father and to experience the true meaning of life on this side of eternity. And I want to encourage us, my dear friends, do not take that grace for granted. God has extended grace to us, to each one of us, when we don't deserve it. And he sent us his Son to be nailed on the cross, to pay for the penalty of sins, that we may have life. There's this song, We Are the Reason. It's a song that really sums up what God has really done for us. Song goes this way, we are the reason that he gave us his life. We were the reason that he suffered and died. To a world that was lost, and he gave all that he could give to show us the reason to live. I want to encourage us, my dear friends, that in this season of building a deeper life in Christ, to live meaningfully and to live in the light. We are the reason that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the divine creator of our world, came to give us life. We certainly do not deserve all that he had done on the cross. But no matter who you are and what you have done in the past, God will not withhold his greatest gift from you, the gift of eternal life through his Son, Jesus Christ, if you believe. Have you received the light into your life? I want to ask you to join me as we look to God in prayer. I want to pray for two groups of people this morning. For those who are here in CNS and for those who are watching on live stream. The first group of people I want to pray for are the believers. For whatever reason, perhaps you have drifted away from God. And like the prodigal son, God is just inviting you, my sons, my daughters, come home to me. Come home to me. And as you are reminded of the love of God and you wish to renew your relationship with Christ, I want to pray for you. Second group of people, you are perhaps here or maybe you're also watching on live stream. You have heard about what Jesus has done for you and you want to receive Jesus into your life. I too want to pray for you. So church, I want to invite you as we look to God together with this prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, we need you. We thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. We open the door of our life to receive you as our Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving our sins, and thank you for giving us the gift of eternal life. We ask that, Lord, by your Holy Spirit, you will take control of our life, that we may continue to live a life that truly glorifies your name. Make us, Lord, the person that you want us to be, and make us do the will that truly glorify your name. And we pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you.